Hillary Clinton's Democratic presidential rivals got their first chance to debate the health care plan that she unveiled this week. AARP sponsored last night's debate in Davenport, Iowa. Joyce Russell of Iowa Public Radio reports.
Anxious to get health care and other priorities of seniors front and center in the presidential campaign, the AARP invited the leading six Democratic candidates to join host Judy Woodruff of PBS.
And these five accepted. Senator Joe Biden of Delaware. Senator Hillary Clinton of New York.
Also on hand were Christopher Dodd, John Edwards, and Bill Richardson. Missing was Illinois Senator Barack Obama, who said he had a scheduling conflict. Some 1,000 retirees submitted questions, and Hillary Clinton's newly released health plan was the focus.
Well, under my plan, the American Health Choices Plan, everybody's going to have to do something. Individuals, businesses, our health care providers, and of course the drug and insurance companies are going to have to dramatically change the way they do business as well.
Both Clinton and John Edwards support universal health care, that is, coverage for everyone, and Woodruff gave Edwards a chance to take a swing.
You have been very critical of Senator Clinton's acceptance of lobbyist money and what you call her ties to corporate America. Well, you've now had a chance to look at Senator Clinton's health care proposal. Do you think that it was influenced by her association with these lobbyists?
No, I don't. I think her health care proposal is actually a very good health care proposal. It's very similar to mine, so it's very hard for me to be critical of it. And I'm proud of the fact that, you know, 6-7 months later, Senator Clinton came out with a plan that is very similar to mine. But what I would say about it is I think that as much as I respect her, I don't believe you can take money from health insurance, drug companies, and insurance company lobbyists, sit at the table with those people, let them pay to play, and negotiate and compromise your way to universal health care.
Some retirees who submitted questions wanted more than universal coverage. Woodruff relayed a direct challenge from several retirees who demanded single-payer health care fully funded by the government. To a person, the candidate said no to single-payer, but they disagreed over funding even smaller expansions of coverage. 77-year-old retiree Dick McKay and his wife Donna were on hand in Davenport to hear the debate. They said the more people the candidates' health care plans can cover, the better.
I think all of them are trying. I like the idea of the closest to universal health care that you can get.
I like the health care plans of all the Democrats that I've heard so far.
Meanwhile, the retirees group is keeping the pressure on. Members are showing up at candidate events and posing the questions themselves. AARP Iowa Director Bruce Keppel said candidates ignore them at their peril.
We have 390,000 members in Iowa and 67,000 folks on our membership who have attended a caucus before.
Next month, the Iowa AARP hosts a companion Republican debate on health care and other top senior issues in Sioux City. For NPR News, I'm Joyce Russell in Davenport, Iowa.